This tkufa, Klal Yisrael is misabel on Korban Habayis. The Avelis is kailo, our history from the Zman HaKorban, that what Klal Yisrael has experienced from the Zman of the Korban is all a continuation of that din of the Korban. That the richuk that we've experienced from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, which is the gzeira of the Churban, the hemshech of that gzeira, is everything Klal Yisrael has experienced. So as we are maskir in the kinos, we speak about different points in our history where there were terrible Xeris and Klal Yisrael suffered sometimes larger areas, sometimes smaller areas, but the Tzad HaShav is that these were all essentially a reflection of the Richuk that we have from the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Midas Hadin that's Shoyer on Klal Yisrael. In describing Klal Yisrael's matziv in Golus, so there's an emphasis in Eicha, there's an emphasis throughout, there's a certain sense of isolation. It talks about how we're isolated from the Umais, that as much as we're betoich the Umais, with an isolation, that we're not really accepted by them, and we're alone, and that's the hergish that we have in the Zman of Golus. When Klal Yisrael is in the matzav of Shleimus, Klal Yisrael was al admasim, the Beis Hamikdash. Klal Yisrael was in a matzav where the Umas Ha'olam looked at Klal Yisrael with a certain level of respect and awe, understanding that the Shleimus HaBriya is in Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael goes into Golus, as much as Klal Yisrael remains the Ama Nivchar, but what we experience is all the sinna, the hatred, the disdain that we've seen throughout our history. That's a reflection of the Gzeira of Golus. It's a reflection of the Richuk from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That Klal Yisrael's Yachas to the Umas HaOlam is always a reflection of Klal Yisrael's Shleimus. That if Klal Yisrael is B'Shleimus, then the Umas HaOlam see it and respect it. That's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Nechumash, the Goyim will respect us. They'll see Klal Yisrael's godless. But when Klal Yisrael's not the way they're supposed to be, then the Umas HaOlam deal with us the way they deal with us, with that disdain, with that contempt. And all that goes into Sinas Yisrael is because we're Nisrachik from the Ribbono Shel Olam. In the Chumash, when the Torah speaks about in the Teichecha, when the Navi speaks about different things that will happen to Klal Yisrael, and whenever we're mispalel with psukim of Tehillim, there's always the emphasis and understanding that Klal Yisrael's behavior is the geyrim of everything. When we daven, we're constantly maskir and take the responsibility that it's our avinas which are gairim. The Pasuk says it beferish, and the Teichecha Ribbono Shel Olam says that if Klal Yisrael's hanhaga with him is one of distance, if Klal Yisrael's not niskarif to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it doesn't act the way they're supposed to act, it describes all the terrible things that will happen. when the Navi tells Klal Yisrael the things that are going to happen, it's not simply a prediction, but it's telling Klal Yisrael this is a direct result of Klal Yisrael's behavior. When we daven, we constantly acknowledge that this is Bava Niseinu, this is what's happening. So our bakasha, when we make the bakasha to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, we're mevakesh, there should be yeshuas, there should be geula. We're not simply being mevakesh that the Rabbanu Shel Olam should change his mind, change his hanhaga. We're being mevakesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel us with the tshuva, should be mekabel us because of the recognition that we understand that everything is simply a reflection. It mirrors our yachas with the Rabbanu Shel Olam and our behavior. When Klal Yisrael goes through difficult times, b'shaita, there's obviously always trying to survive, trying to manage the difficulty of the time, to simultaneously remain focused on understanding what's behind it without the pratim. In Churban Habayis, so Chazal talk about the Geir in which Averis, the Navi talks about the Averis. We don't have Navim, so we don't have the pratim. But I think that the Tzad HaShaveh is that the emphasis is that we have to understand that it reflects on where we're holding. That as much as we don't have Nevi'im to tell us specifics, but it's certainly mutal on us to recognize and accept that it's where Klal Yisrael is holding, that's always the Geirim of whatever is happening to Klal Yisrael. The Richuk from the Rabbanu Shel Olam is reflective in the Tzaros. The Richuk from the Rabbanu Shel Olam is a result of our being Merachik ourselves from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And therefore the Avodah is to focus on that. We live in a tkufa where there's a tremendous ribuy of Limud HaTorah. Tremendous amount of Limud HaTorah, which in itself is a tremendous kovet shamayim, tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael. Simultaneously, we're in a tkufa where the sense of isolation should be more felt. The sense of Sinis Yisrael being a sentiment, a feeling that's very strong is something that's very evident. So we're not in a position to make cheshbonos on the specifics. But part of the challenge is that Yidden have to remember that we're in Golus, that we can have tremendous growth and Hatzlacha in many areas. We can have tremendous sense of the Birkas Hashem, which it certainly is. It's the Chesed of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the Chemla. It's a tremendous growth in Limud HaTorah, tremendous growth, the number of B'nai Torah. It's unusual. We can't really talk about what it was like. You can see from the Gemara, the numbers seem astronomical, the number of Yidden, and we can imagine the number the Gemara describes, the number of Talmid Chachamim, so we're not measuring with that. We're not trying to measure up with that. But just from our own perspective of history, just not in relation to the way things were Bisman, even Bisman de Gemara, just we'll call it more recent history. We have a sense of tremendous growth and development in Klal Yisrael, which is a tremendous bracha for Klal Yisrael. But it brings with it a certain challenge. It brings with it a challenge of recognizing and understanding that as much as there's no one to tell us pratim, something for we have to think about ourselves, but it brings with it an unusual challenge, that the hergish of understanding that the matzav is not the shlemus, and the matzav is a matzav of golus, that the richuk, as much as it seems on one hand there's a certain hiskarvus, there's a certain shefa bracha, which there definitely is, but the richuk from the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the only way we measure it is with difficulty. We measure it, when we have matzavim where we see we see loss of life, we see fighting, we have mochamais, we have matzavim where we don't feel as safe and secure. It's a reminder to us that our matzav is a matzav of golus. The matzav of golus is not just simply a statement, it's we're in golus and accept it and learn to live in golus. But the metzias of golus is supposed to be something that we don't want to live with, and we have to understand is something for us to think about. What's the siba of it? That ultimately the siba of it is the richuk from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. His garvus to the Rabbanu Shel Olam is be'emes a. It's a hergish, it's an attitude of wanting to be an iskarev to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that everything revolves around our iskarevus to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the way we see ourselves as the Am Hashem, and that we see ourselves as our whole metzias, our whole essence is defined only with iskarevus to the Rabbanu Shel Olam through Torah and mitzvahs. That's our avaida. Again, the pratim are, I don't know if there's anyone who can say pratim, but it just seems that the hergish of closeness to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, whether it has to do with strength in emunah and bitachin, where our lives are makusha with the Rabbanu Shel Olam, there's a hergish of the hiskashus with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That is the kurva with the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The sense of hiskashus with the Rabbanu Shel Olam brings everything else with it. The hergish of emunah and bitachon means that I feel that I'm in His hands. I'm in His hands, and that's my only sense of, we'll call it, security and safety, but not just in the sense of safety and security, but every aspect of life. I'm in His hands. And every aspect of the Yid's life revolves around the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Sometimes it can be more of a challenge when there's a sense that everything is the way it's supposed to be. And there seems to remain a question. But in the way a Yid thinks, in the way a Yid is mesiachas to the Baruch Shalom in his daily life, in his decisions, the way he judges things, they have to be reflective of our emunah and bitachon in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. When a Yid lives with emunah and bitachon in the Rabbanu Shel Olam, then there's no hesach hadas in the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So there's no simple solution, but it just seems very evident that the sense of kurva that we have to be margish is what the Rabbanu Shel Olam wants. The richuk comes from kimat from a sense of we can take care of ourselves. But that, to me, it seems that when we're mis'abel in this tkufa, this is what we have to be thinking about, that saif kol saif, we're being mis'abel as much as the avelus is on the churban, but we're living through churban, because we're living within the same outcome of churban, living in a matzav of galus, of being essentially banished from the not having a Beis HaMikdash, not having that chef of Kedusha. So that's what we're living with. So as much as we try our best to grow and to develop and to become what we're supposed to become, but I think this Nakuda is something that has to remain in the forefront of our minds. That when a person is mishtaikek, a person is as she'ifa for that kurva, and in his way he lives his life, the Rebbe Shalom is very real, and the way he thinks about things and the way he decides things and the judgments that he makes, it's very, very real. I think that is something that people have to think about. Sometimes you become distracted with the details of current events. Sometimes it just allows us to not focus on what anything really means, because we're busy with trying to understand the pratim, cause, effect, response, what we're supposed to do, what we're not supposed to do, what's a siva. These are all distractions. The Rebbe Shalom is, when these things happen, what the Rebbe Shalom wants is what it says in the Pasuk. Pasuk says we should turn to the Rebbe Shalom. So as much as understanding the Siba Rishayna is important for us to think about, and we're not in a position to touch up things that happen exactly the Siva, because we don't have the Nevi'im to tell us. And for us to sometimes try to identify the Siva itself might be a distraction, because we end up finding somebody else to blame. But I think that Tzadah Shaveh in all that Klai Yisrael is experiencing, that Tzadah Shaveh is, there's one message. The message is that it's a matziv of Golus, it's a matziv where the Rebbeinu Shalom is saying to us that there's richuk, because Baruch Hu wants the kurva. Baruch Hu wants the kurva, but the kurva is totally in us. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. So that being misabel should be as iris for us, that we can, al pi shulchan aruch, we can just move ahead and leave the halachas of avelus behind us. But what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us in this man to be misbeinin is that in the way we live our lives, that we're seeking the kurva. So as yechidim are yechidim, but Klai Yisrael as a whole is wants the kurva from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Klai Yisrael wants the Yeshua. The Yeshua is not simply to get rid of the problem. The Yeshua is to get rid of the source of the problem, which is the Rechik from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Baruch Hu should send us Yeshua and Geulah.